BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Welcome to the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Scott was off today, but we managed to catch up with Scott ahead of his first performance on Strictly this Sunday. He was learning how to jive. We also played Rule or No Reel with Sam Smith. He was good fun, and he also gave us a little insight into just how clumsy he can be, especially when putting on trousers.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you miss him a bit, Chris?
Yeah, I do a bit, but it's quite funny, even just hearing the Strictly music makes it all quite real. He's actually doing it.
No, this is happening. We caught up with Scott yesterday, just after 2:30. We sat in the back of a golf buggy with Mark Wright, just doing some rehearsals. So we thought we'd have another little catch-up today. Hi, Scott.
You think that makes it real? You should see what I'm wearing right now.
I never thought I'd ask you this, but what are you wearing?
Sequins.
In sequins as well?
Amazing. A lot of sequins.
Oh dear. What have you been doing today, Scott?
Today it's dress rehearsal, which means we have to dress up in the outfits that we'll be wearing on the night for the launch show for Strictly Come Dancing, which is on BBC One on Sunday at 8 p.m. And I can't really move in this outfit. It's quite tight.
Have you tried dancing the Bumbaleo today, given that it is Bumbaleo Wednesday?
Haven't actually. I've not been allowed to at the moment. We've just got to kind of work on what we're doing here. At the moment, I can see there's lots of girls. It's quite interesting. There's lots of girls kind of halfway in between being dressed. So they're wearing dressing gowns and also rollers in their hair.
Like Scousers on Holiday.
So, yeah, like the most... the most glamorous women that you see on Strictly have all got dressing gowns on, drinking a lot of coffee and just with rollers in the hair. And it's quite an interesting side to Strictly that you don't normally see.
You sound like you've got a really healthy mix of excitement and nerves in your voice, Scott.
I'm really scared now.
It's setting in now. It's real. This is happening.
Do you feel the dancing's improved at all over the last couple of days?
No.
Right.
We've got plenty of time. I can see... Who can I see now? I can see Max Branning. Yeah. Yeah, he's there. He's just also in sequins. And Tom, the rugby player, also in sequins.
Is it weird having Max Branning just casually around? That would proper weird me out.
It's quite weird. And he is dividing his time between doing this and filming. So he's having quite a weird time at the moment because in the morning he'll be on the square and in the afternoon he'll just be in sequins. He's having the weirdest life.
It's brilliant.
It's so much fun.
Well, all right, we'll let you get back to rehearsal, Scott. You're back on tomorrow, right, to tell us all about it.
I'll tell you all tomorrow. There's a lot to tell.
Yay. All right. Well, best of luck, Scott. Break a leg or don't. Just good luck. All right.
I'll try not to. Bye.
See you later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, playing Real or No Real today is Sam Smith. Right, Sam?
Hey, man. How are you?
Did you not like that introduction?
I loved it.
It's a bit over the top, wasn't
it? No, I liked it. There was just no applause at the end, which made it kind of
all
sound like no one was happy that I'm here.
Well, I suppose you're used to that now, isn't it? Every time someone says your name.
Yeah, I'm a diva now. Sorry.
Is that what's happened?
Yeah.
Live lounge today sounded very good, looked very good as well, very moody lighting.
Thank you, that's down to you guys.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I suppose she's had sort of minimal.
Yeah,
to
I
do.
Think,
with that,
I'm not it? Beyonce, yet. I don't get to choose my lighting.
I'm sure you're familiar with Real or No Real. We'll read out a couple of statements. Some of them are real, some of them completely made up, and you got to decide whether they're real or no real. Chris is going to be keeping score, by the way. Your score to beat is 2. Set remarkably by the script yesterday, so that's not really that hard to beat, really.
Okay, cool.
All right, here we go.
In an average year in Britain, trousers cause twice as many accidents as chainsaws.
What do you reckon, Sam? Does that sound like something that could be real or no real?
No real.
But here's the thing, right? I guess more people are using trousers than they are chainsaws.
But in the big scheme of things, what is going to go wrong with trousers?
Well, I could see, say, first thing in the morning, you know, when you try and do that thing where you've already got one leg in, and rather than steadying yourself on something else, like a bookshelf or whatever, you try and hop around the room a little bit, trying to get the other leg in.
And you fall and smash your head.
Yeah, it could be disastrous.
I actually got a scar on my leg from trying to put on some trousers.
There you go. There's your answer.
Yeah, but...
What happened?
Basically, I'd smashed a mirror in my room.
Right.
And I put all the broken mirror into this bag. Right. I don't know why. And I leant the bag up against my door. And I was really jet lagged and I was putting on my trousers. And I fell onto the bag of smashed mirrors.
No way. So, have you ever tried the thing where you try to put on your trousers but without using your hands? It's deceivingly difficult, but it's a good thing to do at a party. It's really good. Wow. There's like a video of a guy doing it online and it's had millions of views.
Gosh.
If you get time a little bit later on, you should check out Chris recreating that same moment as well, by the way. It's amazing. So what are you going for, Sam? No real?
No real.
Chris, what are you having?
No real.
That one is real.
It's real. Oh, what? Perfect. More people get injured.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my
life. Related to trousers.
Everyone's stupid then. You're all stupid. Put your trousers on properly.
Well, there's no safety seminar for like trousers, is it?
Oh,
imagine anyone
gosh.
Who's about to operate some chainsaws, you get like some health and safety.
I'm not happy with that. I'm not happy with human beings and how we can't put on trousers.
Number two, please.
Tomorrow's Live Lounge guests, 5 Seconds of Summer, had to halt a gig recently after Luke and Callum from the band were hit in the face on stage and injured by a pair of fake breasts thrown at them from the crowd.
What's the best thing that's been thrown at you so far, Sam?
A banana.
Someone
really?
Threw a banana.
Yeah, it didn't hit me.
Right.
But you must get underwear. You're at that stage already, right?
No.
No? No one's thrown underwear at you yet?
I mean, maybe actually. They throw flowers.
That's nice. Flowers
yeah.
is nice.
But I meant banana just landed next to me once. That was a bit odd.
I actually think the banana's quite considerate. They might have thought,
he's hungry.
Maybe he looks a bit tired. Maybe he hasn't had time to
eat. Given some energy.
I don't know. It's kind of like, it's an odd thing to throw in respect, isn't it?
You could take it either way, I think.
I get the flowers thing because it's quite classy. You're quite a classy guy.
Look, Joe, what? Anything but urine. Don't throw urine because I'm walking off the stage.
What about 5 Seconds of Summer, though? Did they get some boobs?
Well, I know the boys because they're on the same label as me and their fans are completely mental in a good way.
Yeah,
they're like One Direction fans. They're really passionate.
Enthusiastic.
Yes. Yeah.
But people do throw stuff at concerts, though. I remember, wasn't
but
one...
Fake
boobs. It's an interesting one. It's an interesting
one. It's a
new
one for me. I've never seen anyone throw a fake boob, but is it real or no real?
And they couldn't do a show because it
good
hit
point,
them
and it cancelled a show.
Yeah, no real.
They would have gone on with a fake boob.
That one is real.
It's real.
Oh,
there we go.
Come on, Sam.
Boobs are ending shows.
I'm sorry.
Boobs are ending shows. It's all right. There's still two more to play for. You can at least draw.
So I have too much faith in human beings.
Next, please.
This year's MTV VMA Awards had to be moved to the Forum in Inglewood, California, as celebrities complained the previous venue had no phone signal.
Oh, wow.
I know it was moved. I was there, so I know it was moved to the Forum because it was at somewhere different last year.
But it's the reason because celebrities couldn't like sort of send tweets and take selfies and put them on Instagram straight away.
Were you tweeting throughout it?
I didn't pay for any 3G.
Right.
So I had to wait till there was Wi-Fi.
Do they not give you celebrities a Wi-Fi code when you're at these awards?
In the dressing room, yeah.
Oh, right.
I know that it was changed, but I don't think it was changed for that reason. Because that's, again, I'm having too much faith in human beings. That seems like a silly reason.
Well, it's not served you very well so far, Sam.
Okay, so it's true. So I'm going to go against what I think.
So you're going to say real?
Real.
Just based on the assumption that you've got everything wrong so far. Right.
That one is no real.
Oh, Sam.
You're having a mare.
Oh, I knew it was. I knew it was, though.
All right. Last one out on real or no real.
At the GQ Awards last night, Kim Kardashian Instagrammed a picture of Sam Smith, Pharrell Williams, Lewis Hamilton and Jonah Hill's place names at her table. The caption she attached was, "Who?"
You should know this one.
What do you mean?
Are you familiar with the who?
This is where if there's something that you don't know about, you will generally who it. So, for example, it can also be used in a kind of like retro way. So imagine something from your childhood.
Yeah.
Like retro sweets or retro games. And then you would who it afterwards.
Wolf from Gladiator.
Is a massive who. So we like, so you'd say the Craig David, for example. And you'd be like, hi! Just a massive who afterwards. I love trying to explain this. What's a childhood craze you would have had? So I had like mini skateboards.
Yeah. Warhammer.
Warhammer.
Oh, that's a massive who.
So you'd say Warhammer and then just massively who it.
But then why was she saying who? It was me, Kim, Kanye, Pharrell, Jonah Hill.
Wow.
That's Nicole incredible.
All on the same table.
Why is she saying who?
Yeah, why would she
I
be
don't
who?
Know. Why would she say
but
who?
That's a game.
I don't think
it,
she
real
meant
or no
it.
Real?
Oh, no. See, that's. When I saw the Instagram, I took it as she was going who because there were so many famous people on one table.
Right.
Right, so you don't think she was hooing it in the same way that she's listened to the Scott Mills show for a while? And
no, just like, I'm afraid not.
And it goes, oh, that makes sense, Sam, but it's very disappointing.
I'm really sorry, I don't think so.
Oh, mate.
So real or no real?
It's real.
Right, okay, I kind of gave it away, but yes.
That one is real.
That one is real, yeah.
There you go. Can I ask you?
Am I officially the worst person who's ever done that game?
So far this week, but what...
Sorry.
Is small talk with Kanye awkward?
No, actually. He was really nice.
Do you just, like, talk about Kanye and then...
No, he was just really nice. He was talking about the event, the designers, and we were talking with Kim and stuff like that.
Sweet. Before we let you go, Sam, we have to try and clear up a real or no real that we had yesterday.
Okay.
And this came from an anonymous source in your management. One of the real or no reals was that you like to get a type of water flown in. And you only drink this type of water and no other brands.
Yes.
There is a slight truth, but there's a tiny truth.
Is it Umbongo? So,
No. Do you know basically, this is quite funny. A year and a half ago, I was in the studio with a guy who I wrote my record with, and everything was going really well, and I started to think to myself, like, you know how celebrities like tweet certain things and they get things? Well, I like Fiji water.
What is that? Is that...
It's water from Fiji.
Right, okay.
But I decided to tweet them constantly. So I would tweet them whenever I was thirsty, being like parched. And I've ended up now getting monthly deliveries to my house. Whenever I'm in the studios, they'll send boxes. So it started off as a whole big joke, but now it's turned into a proper thing, you know?
So if I just tweet a famous high street bakery, if I just tweet them sausage rolls, quite hungry, a lot, I get monthly delivery. Do I need a number one album as well in order to do that?
I don't know. My album wasn't out before this all happened. All right.
Do you want the final scores?
Yes, please.
Sam got one.
1 out of 4. You're currently second on our leaderboard. Only two people have played so far this week, but I think that's still a respectable score.
I really don't think it is.
Well, thanks for playing Real or No Real, Sam.
Thank you so much.
So, Scott's back tomorrow, and so is Chris.
Yes, before my big holiday to Bali.
Oh my goodness, I went on a really nice holiday to Bali.
Did you?
You got to go to the monkey temple.
See, I'm thinking of staying away from the monkeys, that's my theory.
No, get stuck in with the monkeys.
No, but they rob things.
Yeah, no, that's true. Just put your valuables in your pockets, go to the monkey temple, you won't regret it.
I guess just well wishes and good luck messages tomorrow would be nice to hear, instead of trying to put me off my holiday of a lifetime that's happening for the next 2 weeks.
Amazing. Who are you going with, by the way?
Going with my girlfriend.
Right.
It'll all be fine.
She might be expecting marriage after this, though.
No, don't add that to the problem.
No, I'm telling you, it's so beautiful. Listen, I don't mind telling you this, right? This is going on the podcast, right? It's not going on the radio. Mm. I went to Bali with somebody who wasn't my girlfriend, but after a couple of days, it felt like, are we on honeymoon right now? Are we supposed to be getting married? Nope. And then I came to my senses as soon as I came back, don't worry.
There'll be none of that.
All right. Okay, well, good luck for more than one reason, Chris.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free download.